This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our other buddy joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's a former Cleveland Indians pitcher. He grew up rooting for the Cleveland Indians as a young boy in Geneva. He went on to play for the Raiders and the Indians and the Angels and the Royals and the Diamondbacks and all kinds of things, but he played in the major leagues, and that's what counts most. You're in the majors. Brian Anderson, does the nickname really matter?
Yeah, I think it does. I really think that it does. Are you there?
Yeah, hi,
buddy. We're listening.
It does. I mean, to me, it does. I think maybe more than a lot of people. I mean, not back home, because that's the team name that you grew up on. Maybe if you had played for the Indians for a couple of years and moved on to someone else, it doesn't mean that make that big of a difference to that person. But having grown up, with that team name and, my entire childhood, and that's my favorite team, and you get a chance to go to Municipal Stadium and watch them, and the team name and the movie, Major League, I mean, all of these different things, it does, I think, matter. And so, at the end of the day, and it was funny because I was just talking to Meredith off air about this, is that a team name changing overall, I don't think is that big a deal. I think the impetus for this, for the Indians changing their name and what drove it, I think that that's why people are taking such a strong stance on one side or the other, or maybe all on just one side, is because it has that feeling of this, this day and age that we live in right now, the woke culture, so to speak, or what people perceive as the woke culture. And that is why the name got changed in many people's minds. And that's why I think people have gotten so fired up about it, because it's not just a simple team name change to a new era. It seems bigger than that. It seems more political than that. And I think that in this day and age, when that route gets taken, it's going to get ugly.
All right, but moving forward, BA, Guardians, was that the name you were hoping for? Look, we've all known they were going to change the name. That was coming.
Right.
So this is not a shocker to anybody. Were you rooting for Guardians? Did you have another name you wanted? And what'd you think of the logos?
oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what I said if you want to know first.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I don't mind the name. I don't have a problem with it. It just looks like the script Guardians to me is me sitting in my 10th grade algebra class writing out Genesis or writing out the word Iron Maiden while I'm doodling, not paying attention to the teacher. That's what I thought. So if that makes you feel better, you're not alone if you don't like it.
Well, no. Here's the thing. You're right. You knew that the name was going to change. And my thought on it was, if you're going to change the name, whether you like that decision or not, then change it. Change it and change everything. But when you see the kind of the font that it's written in and on it, it looks like it's tied too closely to what they already have had. And I think that you're right about that. My first thought when I saw the logo with the baseball, it looked to me like a 7 or an 8 year old who really likes baseball drew that after he read a comic book. Yeah, that was the first thought that I had on that. So I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I've got a lot of feelings on the whole thing. I'm sure you could probably tell by my entire tone. But let's just say this: the irony is not lost on me that as the team name and the team logo were being dropped, 10 minutes later, my house in Cleveland went on the market. So.
Really?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and hang on. Do we need to ask the next question? Are you still keeping a place up here, or are you just permanently, what are you doing?
Yeah, eventually. Eventually.
Okay.
Just to see what direction I'm going to, moving as far as that goes. But I just kind of chuckled. Like, that happened, and then 10 minutes later, literally 10 minutes later, the real estate agent sent me the link saying, hey, it's on the market. And I'm like, well, of course, this day is perfect.
let me interrupt for a second. Before, Dan, can you put that up on our website right now? BA puts his house on market after Indians change name. Just put that on the website, okay?
Done.
And you know what? Here's the thing. That can be completely misleading, but it's absolute truth.
Yeah, it is, actually. BA, would you have been okay with, let's say, Guardians, and they roll out completely different-looking logos with colors of Carolina blue and black or something like that? Would that have been okay?
You know what? I would have thought, yeah, that again, the name change coming as it were, then go ahead and change the whole thing. I mean, I don't even know if you would needed to go as far as changing the color scheme, but yeah, that would have been absolutely fine. If we're going to pivot and move in a direction, a different direction, then let's pivot and move in a different direction. Let's not pivot and kind of stay close, but kind of change. You know, I mean, if you're going to do it, rip the Band-Aid off. Just rip it off and move in a different direction and completely distance yourself from the past and from any font, any color, anything that would even resemble what you used to have. Just make that change and move in that direction. That's what I thought was going to happen. It did not.
So Jeff brought up something. It was at the moment that he said it, I was like, oh, this is kind of weird, but then it kind of made sense. So, you come on, or a guy like Travis Hafner comes on, and, is it okay to say former Indian? I'm just curious if you've talked to any of your old teammates or, about the whole change and losing that part of what was your professional baseball identity.
Well, yeah, that would bother me. At the end of the day, you were a Cleveland Indian. I don't think that there is anything wrong with that nickname. I really don't. I don't see where the offensive nature of that nickname, where it comes from. But first of all, again, the name came to be to honor, Indians,
Lewis
Native Suffolk. Americans.
Yeah.
That's where the name came from. So how that got twisted to now being offensive, I'm not sure how we got there. I will say this. You talk about the Washington football team and the Redskins. Okay, we can have a conversation about that, because that could be, absolutely taken as a derogatory term for a Native American. And that's a conversation to be had, and you can certainly move in that direction. I just don't see how the name in and of itself, the Indians, which, again, going back to the way that the team was named, was to honor the Native American people and their culture and everything else. I don't know how that got twisted to being a bad thing. And so – I don't get it, and I would certainly hope that we're not pushed to the point that we can no longer say former Indian. If we get to that point, my goodness, let's wake up a little bit.
All right, good, because Andy and I both said we're allowed to call you a former Indian until the end of time, so we're good with that. Last night, James Karinchak comes in, blows a save. You're going to have that. You'll see it from time to time. Indians trying to find some pieces, BA. Earlier this week, Andy and I both kind of said, this feeling has kind of overcome us, and it is, hey, fellas, way to fight through all this. That was really good. Really happy for you. You did a nice job. Maybe some guys are emerging. Maybe they're not. What are you going to roll out in 2022? And for some reason, we kind of feel like there's no steam left in this thing. How does a team regain its steam and maybe try and make a little push here, as they've fallen pretty far back in the division and back behind a bunch of teams in the wild card?
Well, I hate to start off by saying professional pride, but your steam should come from within. Your steam should come from, do I want a job next year? I mean, is my job safe? You need to come and be self-motivated all the time. Yeah, you may not be able to realize your team goals this year, But if you want to go ahead and lay down, you may not have a job next year. So if you've got every guy out there giving it everything he has, and he is playing for his professional life, you're going to get a little a burst of energy by just doing that. And then you start to think about different guys coming back from injury. You know, how far along is Aaron Civale? How far along is obviously Bieber? How close are these guys to coming back? Do you make a small deal for an ancillary piece to bolster the clubhouse as long as you're not giving up a ton? I mean, I don't know what their plan is, but I think first and foremost, it starts with the individual. And it starts with the individual saying, look, I'm playing to impress. When you say, hey, what are you going to roll out there in 2022? You need to have 25 guys in that clubhouse that raise their hand. I'm going to be part of 2022, and I'm going to show you why. That's where the energy needs to come from.
Did you see anything last night that made you think the team was a little better than they were last time we saw them? I mean, you were really down.
Well, no, that was a rough series that last yeah. time that they came down to Tropicana Field. No question about it. But, listen, it's a team that they play hard, they fight. Fran Mil Reyes, we still haven't figured out. I still can't understand and raise the question, you know, on our telecast, is why we walked Jose Ramirez to get to Reyes. Now, I understand the right-on-right, and Luis Patino has an excellent slider. There's no question about that. And so you thought that was going to be the pitch that they would try to match up against Reyes. But you're also talking about there's a runner at second base with two outs in the third inning of a scoreless game. The game's not on the line right there. I don't think we need to be walking anybody to get to another. Okay, if that's late in the game and you're saying to yourself, Jose Ramirez will not beat us, but we'll take our chances with Franmil. Okay, fine. It's, again, scoreless, runner on second, two outs, third inning. So why we made that decision, not really sure, but, you know, the numbers must have said so. And Patino put himself in a nice position, but then he missed one pitch. And Reyes just absolutely destroyed that slider. So they still haven't figured him out. But you do see a lot of pluck in the team. But, you know, it's just I understand what you guys are saying, and I have not seen them as much as you have. But to be able to get that feeling, it seems like that's probably where I would be at if I were in your shoes. And, I don't know. We'll see. Three more games. So that'll, you know, that will tell a lot, because if the Indians don't really have an unbelievable weekend here, then it looks like it's going to be a long last couple of months.
Former Indians pitcher Brian Anderson joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, no problem, fellas. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next week.
Talk
BA.
To you soon.
See you, boys.
Color analyst of the Tampa Bay Rays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.